People in Hawaii, like those in most places around the country, often seem ambivalent about people who are homeless. Many will say they support helping homeless people when it comes to giving them aid or offering them a subsidized place to live. The help, though, seems to come with limits, including punitive and exclusionary policies, banning panhandling, for instance, or in Honolulu, preventing the homeless from sleeping in public places. So what accounts for these contradictory policies and attitudes? It might come down to the word disgust. A recent study published in the journal Political Behavior spotlights some of the reasons. Contributing editor Neil Milner has had a look and joins us now. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, you know, this word disgust is one of those emotionally charged words that brings about, you know, just such a reaction in a lot of people, and maybe a reaction that they don't want to necessarily fess up to. But how do the authors of this study define that word, disgust?
They define it very carefully and fairly narrowly. Disgust to them is part of what they call and what the literature calls your behavioral immunity. That is, we have it inside us to keep us protected from certain things, at least in our eyes and our psyche. What disgust means is the fear of contamination, the fear of getting sick, worrying about contagion. So that disgust, it turns out, and they find this out on the basis of two ways. One is public opinion polls, and then two, doing some experiments. People have contradictory views toward the homeless. That is, they tend to approve of subsidized housing and other kinds of aids. They tend to also approve of the kinds of things that limit contact with the homeless. That is, living near them, having them on the streets, being in places when you come into them. And the reason is because they fear physical contamination.
So we're not talking about morality-based disgust. We are talking about, though, reasons that lead to NIMBYism.
Yes, that's right. So the morality-based disgust, people tend to talk about that often, but it's much more about the fact that you worry about getting sick, that you worry about that. And so when you think about NIMBYism, one of the reasons that people do not want the homeless living in their backyards or, let's say, in housing in their neighborhoods has to do with this kind of sense of disgust, this fear that you're going to come in contact with them and you're going to get a disease, you're going to get sick, that the people are dirty, they don't take care of themselves, and so on.
Without trying to minimize this, it almost sounds like, you know, you're going to get a case of cooties or something if you get too near someone, despite what a lot of the literature may say about, in aggregate, what happens when people are housed in a particular neighborhood that also has, you know, a wide variety of other people in it.
Yeah, there's two things about that. First of all, I want to make it very clear that according to these two researchers.
And you should probably say who they are.
Yeah, Scott Piston and Scott Clifford. Scott Clifford and Spencer Piston. They're two researchers that have done this. Okay, here's the deal. They want you to make sure to understand how deep this kind of sense of disgust is, even if we don't talk about it. The other part of it, though, is that it isn't just worrying about this kind of contact. It's actual fear that you're going to catch something from them.
So how does that play into how the media reports it? Is that operative there too?
Yes. Well, here's the issue then. So you think about the fact that the media often reports the health conditions, the fragile health conditions of the homeless. So one of the things that the two researchers, Clifford and Piston, did was to run some experiments about presenting people with media and see how they reacted. To the extent that the media emphasizes the fragile conditions of the homeless, the fragile health conditions of the homeless, filth, not being able to find proper bathrooms, that is often sympathetic, but still emphasizing that kind of thing, people's levels of disgust raise, and then they are more likely to support the punitive side of homelessness. So the media seems to play a fairly clear role in this kind of thing.
So you mean, for example, when we see people who are living in squalor and who are having to do some of the things that we've observed here, that the disgust factor is such that it then begins to diminish the willingness to help?
Well, it doesn't necessarily diminish the willingness to
but
help.
But the help has to be out there and far away from everybody else.
That's right. It has to be more along the subsidized housing thing, the general aid thing, but not in your neighborhood. Here's a vision that I get when I read this. If you've ever been downtown in Chinatown, you see lots of ambulances pulling up, dealing with a person who's on the street, has passed out, looks obviously homeless. My reaction and the reaction to other people is to kind of back away, to stay away. And that kind of reaction writ large is what really is what this disgust factor is about. And when the media reports this, which of course it's their job to do, you reinforce these kinds of feelings.
Okay, so with that relationship, as these two researchers have positioned it with disgust and contact, that nexus, is there any way around that or through that?
Well, there's no way. Look, this is the real world. There's no way totally around it. You have contradictory feelings. We have that's pretty well established. There's certainly things that could be done that might mitigate some of them. One of them would be to emphasize the extent to which the homeless are whole, the extent to which the homeless, this is an economic issue, the extent to which the homeless, that is not emphasizing so much just the bad health conditions, to have a kind of more positive view of the homeless. And that can have some other kind of factor. But other than that, it's very hard. A NIMBY, the not in my backyard thing, is very much ingrained into neighborhoods, and this would be very hard to overcome.
Many of the outreach professionals who are involved with people who are homeless, though, seem to have been able to move through that in a different way than perhaps the rest of us. And they come up smack against it all the time, the NIMBYism and that sense that you're now describing of disgust, not the moral disgust, but that sense of, you know, there might be something I could catch from that. They seem, though, to do this in a way that allows them to go back again and again and to have whole careers involved with people who are homeless. Is there something that has been identified in that personality or in that way of being that isn't in everybody else?
I don't know about personality, but that's part of being trained as a professional. A doctor goes through that kind of thing. A nurse goes through that kind of thing. I don't want to take away the courage and patience of that kind of work is by saying it's about being a professional, but you learn, you have a different set of attitudes, a different set of standards, and I think contact with these people makes you more comfortable seeing this as human. Remember, a lot of this disgust is not on the basis of actual contact, it's fear of actual contact, so you have these kinds of issues.
And fear is incredibly
and
potent.
Fear is an incredible potent thing. There is another thing that could be done, and we actually tried to do this many years ago when the Weinberg Foundation was going to build housing for the homeless in all kinds of neighborhoods all over the place, so that in a sense you would be mainstreaming the homeless at least into neighborhoods. Well, that didn't get very far. If you see these things around, they tend to be in neighborhoods that were already impoverished, where influential people are less likely to live.
From this point forward, is there anything more that you take away from this that becomes a lesson for the rest of us?
Well, I've always seen the homeless problem as much an economic problem and an affordable housing problem as anything else. If you could deal with it at that level, and you could make people more whole economically and make housing more affordable, it wouldn't necessarily get rid of a sense of disgust. But remember that disgust is based on a kind of perception of the homeless that could change to the extent that the homeless get into situations that make them less likely to be fragile or unhealthy or be perceived as being alien.
Neil Milner, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Neil Milner is a retired professor of political science and contributing editor of our biweekly segment, The Long View.